Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alamin ve salatu vesselamu ala eşrefil enbiya ve'l murselin Muhammedur Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem. Tasliman kesiran kesira fama ba'du. To give you to close and conclude also my remarks, and to give you a lovely, one of my favorite stories. There was an alim, there was this great scholar called Hatim, and he was called Hatim al-Asam. Al-Asam was the title that was given to him because of another incident which I won't mention now, but very beautiful incident. So Hatim al-Asam, rahmatullahi alayh, he was a contemporary of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayh. So that's the time period we're talking about. So the story is that Hatim al-Asam, rahmatullahi alayh, one day, he wanted to go for Hajj. Now Hatim al-Asam was a man who operated on the principle of Tawakkul. He was known as a mutawakkil, and his principle was that anything which he considered to be zayd al-zaruri, which is more than what is necessary, more than what is critical to survival, he would give away in charity. Food or money or anything, he never kept anything, right? He believed in instant transfer to the everlasting account. On a side note, I want to mention to you, because this is something which we get confused. We think we are giving in charity. You're not giving in charity. You're only transferring from an account which will finish to an account which will never finish. Transfer of wealth. It's yours. It is yours here and it is yours also with Allah. Except that when it is with Allah, it remains. Here, it goes away. وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Allah said, what is with you will disappear. What is with you will vanish. What is with you will perish. What is with Allah will remain. So obviously, Hatim al-Asam didn't have too much of disposable income. He wanted to go for Hajj and he was very sad. He was sitting one day in his house. He was very sad. He had a little daughter. So his daughter came, she saw him, she asked him, Abhi, what happened? Why are you? He had tears in his eyes. He said, why are you crying? So he said to her, first he didn't tell her, he said, what's this little girl going to do, you know? He said, no, tell me. And you know how little girls are, right? I mean, absolutely the most powerful creatures in the world, little girls. You will have this father who is 8 feet tall and 6 feet wide, and he's got, you know, arms like truck tires, and he's like, around her little finger. So this little girl, she asked him, why are you crying? What happened? He said to her, I want to go for Hajj and I can't go. He said, why can't you go? Go. He said, it's not so simple. He said, the problem is that I asked your mother whether she will allow me to go. And this is not his fard Hajj or something that he's done. This is his nafil. So your mother, quite rightly, He's not bad talking the mom before the child. So he said, your mother quite rightly told me that if I go for Hajj, then I must leave behind money, enough money for all of you to live comfortably until I come back. And you're talking about the days when going for Hajj meant they went before Ramadan, they spent Ramadan there, they spent the next 2 months there, they finished Hajj and then they came back. So you're looking at about a 6 month period, right? It's not a small. You don't just jump on a plane, come back 10 days later, no. So he said, well, you know, your mother said this and I don't have enough money for that. I just have enough money for to pay the caravan leader to take me, but nothing else. So I can't go. So this girl said, you don't worry about my mother. You go for Hajj. You plan. I will take care of mom. So she went and she, you know, talked her mother into allowing the father to go. And Hatim al-Asam, rahmatullahi alayhi, very happy, he left. Now, as they were going in this caravan, about a day later, the caravan chief, he got bitten by a scorpion in the desert. He was in intense, severe pain. So people knew, they knew who Hatim al-Asam was. So they called him and they said, Sheikh, please make some dua for him. He's, you know, maybe he will die. We don't know what happens. So Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi made dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured the man. So he made dua and this guy was okay. Now that man was so happy, he said to Hatim al-Asam, here is the money you gave me, here is the money back to you. You are my guest, I will take you and bring you back. You don't worry about your expenses. So Hatim al-Asam, rahmatullahi, he raised his hand, he said, Ya Rab, you have taken care of me. Take care of my family. Time passes, week passes, 2 weeks pass, 3 weeks pass. Now there is trouble in the house because money is running out, money has run out. They are having problems now, food, this, that. So now everybody is on this girl's case. And the mother says to the girl, you are the problem. You made me do this. I was telling your father not to go. He would have been here. None of this would have happened. But you convinced me and now see what happened. And this girl is laughing. Which obviously makes everyone even more mad. You know, somebody asked me, what should you do if somebody is mad? I said, laugh. He said, why? He said, it will make you, they make them more mad. You know. She is laughing. So the mother said, wow, this is crazy. I mean, we are in difficulty here and so on. You are laughing. She said to her, mom, who left? Who went from here? Marzuq or Arrazzaq? Who went? The one who was to receive provision or the giver? Who went? They said, of course, Marzuq. He said, then why are you crying? He said, why are you upset? Why are you afraid? Arrazzaq, he's there. And he said, Inna Allah, huwa ar-razzaq wa dhul quwwati al-matin. This conversation is happening. There's a knock on the door. They go open the door. It is the ADC, it is the military officer in command of the governor. He is standing there outside. He says, the governor is passing by, we have run out of water. So can you give us some drinking water? I said, of course. So they go, they take water from the well, they put it in a nice jug, they put it in a nice tray, they put a tray cloth and so on, and in a nice way, they bring it and give it to the ADC and he takes it to the governor. And the governor drinks the water, Allah puts barakah in this. He drinks the water. He says, this water, where did you get it from? They says, hey, any problem? Hey, no problem. This is the sweetest, the nicest, the best water I've ever drank in my life. Where is the water from? So they said, from this house. He said, whose house is that? They said, Hatim al-Asam. He said, the scholar? He said, yes. So he said, I want to meet him. So they said to him, no, he's not there. He's gone for Hajj. So the governor says, then his family are my guests until he returns. Everything for them will be sent from the palace. Let them know. Whatever they need. Then the governor, he rides his horse. You know those, I don't know, America you don't have them, but in our countries we have homes and then there is a courtyard and there is a sort of high wall, and then the door in the courtyard, so people from outside can't look inside, right? So there's a wall around. The governor rides his horse up to the wall. He takes off his belt. You know, they used to wear these belts, very ornate belts with jewels in them, and then they had pockets, and the pockets had gold dinars full of them and whatnot. The governor takes off his belt and he throws it over the wall. And then he says, whoever is with me, whoever loves me, do what I did. So what do you think happens? Even if you don't love the governor, you better show that you love the governor, right? So next thing they know, they are inside. They see one belt land. The belt lands on the floor and it opens and there's gold dinars everywhere. Next thing they know, pouches of gold and belts and this and that and stuff flying over this wall. Their whole courtyard is covered in gold. They have enough money to last them till the end of their lives. Right? So everyone is delighted. I'm very happy. Then somebody says, where is this girl? Where did she go? They go looking for her. And she is sitting inside, weeping. Weeping. So the mother says to her, you are a funny creature. He said, when we had all this trouble, you were laughing. Now we have all of this gold and you are crying. Why? Why are you crying? The girl says, when one slave of Allah looked at us with karam, when one slave of Allah looked at us with kindness, this is what happened. What do you think will happen when we go before Allah Karam Allah Karameen? When we go before Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahimeen? When we go before Rabbul Alameen? And He looks at us with karam. I began by saying, what is the first thing to do? Ta'alluq with Allah. Connection with Allah. This is what you must build. It's not anything else. This is what. Even if you become the grand mufti of whatever country and you do not have a connection with Allah, that knowledge will not help you one shot. And if you are, and I am, may Allah make us like that, if we are like that little girl, the daughter of Hatim al-Asam, she's not a grand mufti. I don't know if she was Hafiz Quran. I don't think she wrote any books. But she was connected with Allah. If we have that, believe me, there is no wealth in the world which can equal that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to use this Ramadan for the purpose that Allah sends Ramadan, which is to connect Himself to us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His noor and with His grace and with His mercy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate our hearts with His noor so that it drives out all other darkness of everything. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this deen, with this beautiful religion of Islam, which is from Him. Islam is not anybody's creation. It's not somebody's invention. It's not a theory. It's not a philosophy. It is the deen of Allah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam ad-din. Qala jalla wa ala. Allah said, on this day I have completed on you this deen, on this you, this way of life, this religion. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have completed my ni'mah, my blessing on you, and I have chosen for you Islam as your deen. This is what Allah chose for us, and we thank Allah that He gave it to us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.